Okay. Agenda item number 10, discussion and possible action on new Temple Belton wastewater operation contract by David Collinsworth, Central and Lower Basin Manager.
Mr. Chairman, this is a good news story. Back in March, the city of Temple and the city of Belton decided that they would go out for a request for proposal for operations of their entire wastewater system. For the past 37 years, the BRA has operated a plant. We refer to it as Temple Belton, but it's the plant that was jointly owned by the two cities. However, the city of Temple had another wastewater facility called Dozier Farms and about 30 lift stations that they used another contractor to operate. Their whole purpose was to eliminate two different operators within their wastewater system, so they went out for bid. The BRA submitted a proposal, and we were selected to operate their entire wastewater system. So we're in the process right now of negotiating a contract, and we need your approval for the GM CEO to execute and negotiate that contract. We'll add, just FYI, we'll add about 7 staff members that are in the budget and operate all of their facilities.
You will add 7 additional staff members?
We'll add 7 additional staff members. Yes, ma'am.
David, are there any significant issues with that plant currently?
The only significant issues with the plant are just, quite frankly, the condition that we found the plant in. It's a little bit subpar to what BRA considers normal operations. The city's realized that, so we'll be working with them to bring that plant mechanically up to snuff. Go ahead.
Have there been any concerns about, I know that the plant, one of the plants is in the southern part of Temple, correct?
That's correct.
Is that off 95 or 93?
Yeah.
Have there been any issues about aroma coming from that plant?
The plant that has both the odor issues and the issues that we've discussed with you in the past is the Temple Belton plant that BRA's operated. And the reason that there are odor issues, there's two reasons there's been odor issues. First of all, the plant's 37 years old. It is in dire need of a new headworks. And that's the area where all the raw sewage comes in and starts its gravity process through the plant. The city of Temple and Belton have plans, and I attended a council workshop last week, and they're putting plans into place to improve those headworks. Okay. The other issue is composting. And quite frankly, you have a composting facility and a city grew around it. Right. So in compost, to some it smells like money, and to some it doesn't. So we've done a lot, and we're working with the city to try to figure out either how we're going to address some of those odor issues, move the compost facility, or what that process will look like.
I saw the plant in daytime. I drove by it last night, and I drove by that evening and drove through the aroma. And so I wanted to make sure that it was not a bigger issue that we wanted.
You have your windows down?
Early in the morning and late in the afternoon are not the best times to drive by.
But it's going to be addressed, and there's going to be plans to improve that.
That's correct. That's the goal.
The overall.
But it's just like anything. It's how much do you want to address it means how much you want to pay. So yeah. It's very expensive.
Any questions?
Any other questions?
Okay. Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to negotiate and execute contracts for the operations of the City of Temple and Belton wastewater facilities.
You've heard the resolution. The motion to adopt. So moved. Leroy and Peter, second. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Bennis?
Yes.
Director Bortland?
Yes.
Director Brashears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Munson?
Yes.
Director Rankin?
Yes.
Director Tallis?
Yes.
Director Tesh?
Yes.
Director White?
Yes.